This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Julian Burnside is a very, very well-known advocate.
Commentator,
barrister, has stood up for issues that are important to him and important to his community all his life. And Julian, many times, we've actually had you on a few times. Most recently, we're talking about refugees, and this is an issue that you've always been front and centre on. But recently, you decided to change the habits or the practice of a lifetime of not being partisan politically. And people say, I'm political. I'm not. I'm just about policy. You'd probably say the same. But now, Julian, you're the endorsed Greens candidate for the seat of Kooyong, so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. What made you change your mind about being, well, perhaps not partisan, but actually
Getting into politics.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I have never been involved in politics. I've never been, until, 3 weeks ago, a member of any political party, and I've certainly always said that I wouldn't stand for Parliament because I basically don't like politicians, and I think the political process is broken. Mm. But that is a significant part of my decision to run, because I figured, well, you know, I probably could do something effective if I got into the lower house. The Greens is the only party I would consider standing for, because their policies all ultimately come down to concern about human rights, which is something obviously very important to me. My wife, Kate, who is a lifelong rusted-on Labor supporter, urged me to stand for Parliament.
She did.
She said, you shouldn't run as an independent. You should stand for the Greens. So, and she has become a member of the Greens now too.
Wow.
So I understand you do live in Kooyong, but couldn't you have picked a seat that perhaps might be a winnable seat?
I intend to win it. People say winnable. I have lived in Kooyong all my life. I've lived in that electorate. I like it, and I do not plan to move. So
I hear that you're determined, and I hear that you want to win, but what really are your chances, and what's the mood out there? What are you picking up on the ground?
Interestingly, I mean, I'm not the right one to assess my chances. The voters will say that when an election is called, but the people who know about these things at the Greens seem to think that it's a fair prospect. Not a lay-down misere, obviously, but it's a fair prospect.
And it's fair to say, I mean, Hawthorne is now a marginal state Labor seat.
Yes.
Brighton nearly turned.
Yeah. So,
and I was actually saying earlier on, the entire eastern region now is virtually Labor held seats at the state level.
People are beginning to notice that the political system isn't working. Mm. And you asked what reactions I've had. It's been interesting. The last couple of weekends I've been at, you know, shopping centres and the Camberwell Market and so on. A lot of people have come up to me, people I've never met before, thanking me for standing, saying at last we've got a choice. Because, of course, Kooyong has been held by the Liberals or their predecessors since Federation.
Mm. So the issue that's front and centre for you, Julian, is a respect for human rights, and that encompasses many things. I know that climate change is the number one issue, and we're talking before the show, and I basically said, well, if we don't fix this, everything else is irrelevant. We won't actually have an environment in which to
live. Well, that's what the kids were saying last Friday outside Parliament House.
And I agree with them. One of the interesting things about Kooyong, my impression of Kooyong, right or wrong, is that a lot of the people who live there want to leave a comfortable house or a lot of money to their kids, which is fine. You know, if you can manage it, that's a terrific thing to do because the next generation really matters. But maybe the first thing is to make sure we leave them a world they can live in.
Mm.
Having a nice house means nothing at all if we perish as a species.
Mm.
And you know, I've been concerned about this for some years, and I did some research some years ago. It's very interesting. Everyone knows now that the problem with climate change is the increased levels of carbon-based molecules in the atmosphere, whether it's water vapor, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, methane, and so on. And the tendency of carbon-based molecules in the atmosphere to trap infrared heat was first noticed and reported on by a scientist in 1858.
Mm. Yes.
We've known for more than a century and a half what we're doing, and we've done nothing about it. And I think it's time for the...
Do you think... It's a bit of a difficult question, Julian. Do you think we are beyond the point of no return?
No. According to the IPCC report late last year, we have got until 2030 to take serious steps to combat it. After that, we'll be beyond the point of no return.
So, interestingly enough, just in the last few days, I've noticed the narrative coming out of the government is that they are no longer climate change deniers. Climate change agnostics is perhaps where they're sitting. What do you have to say to Liberal voters out there, and Kooyong in particular, who have supported the climate change deniers who are now going soft?
Well, it's absolutely characteristic of politicians that they will adjust their views when an election's approaching. And frankly, I think Scott Morrison is one of the most dishonest, hypocritical politicians we've ever had.
Ooh, it's big words.
Well, read his maiden speech.
Mm.
His maiden speech in Parliament goes on and on about how he derives his values from the Bible, and his values include loving kindness, generosity, compassion. Look what he did when he was Minister for Immigration under Tony Abbott.
Yes.
I mean, if you cannot square what he said in his maiden speech with the way he has treated human beings in this country.
Or our community. Yeah. The LGBTIQ community have been pushed around from pillar to post by this federal government.
Well, I rest my case.
That's my view.
And, you know, one of the other challenges, I think, you know, Julian, is going to be Kooyong. Oliver Yates, who's standing as an independent, Oliver was on a couple of weeks before he declared his
candidacy. Virtually 24 hours, wasn't it?
It was about a week. Many occasions, we actually had Josh on once, but on many occasions I've asked Josh, and if your staffers are listening, Josh, I know you've got outbound call privileges, how about you use them and ring me back? Josh will probably come on now before the election, but the government has been saying, for example, around wages, someone's wage rise is someone else's job, yet Josh has reported today as saying that he's going to address, find a way for wage increases in the budget. So is this a conversion on the way to Centrelink for Josh?
That's a comment by itself. I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, I have grave reservations about any politician who rapidly changes their stance on any issue just because an election is coming up.
Yeah. But people could say the same, that you've changed your view about being partisan, but because there's an election. But for you, you haven't changed your view.
I haven't changed my views, and it is true, and I've acknowledged publicly, I have changed my stance that I would never get involved in politics because I think things are so serious.
Mm.
And the fact is that, you know, given that we accept the idea of the rule of law in this country, and that's been so in the Anglo-American system since the late 17th century, the rule of law works very badly if the laws are bad.
Yes.
And the Parliament makes the laws. And they're making very bad laws and applying them brutally. And I reckon it's now time to try and get into the engine room of where the bad laws are being made.
Just quickly, Julian, there have been many legal challenges, and you've been involved in these, against some of the decisions of the government.
Hmm.
You know, being part of that, I absolutely commend you on it. Now, wanting to stand for Parliament, be saying, well, this is the Parliament that makes the laws. What is the, you know, what is the one thing you would say to the people of Kooyong? You know, if I'm a voter in Kooyong, what would you say to me? Why should I vote for you?
Okay, I'll say two things instead of one. You're getting a bonus. First, I promise to listen to them. I'm absolutely fed up with major parties who seem to listen only to their major donors. I would see a central part of my role as member for Kooyong as listening to the constituents. Whether or not I agree with them, I will listen to them. And maybe they'll change my mind, or maybe I'll change their mind, or maybe we'll just agree to disagree, but I'll listen to them. And I've learned a lot about that with all the pro bono work I've done over the last couple of decades. But the second thing is, I promise to remain a person and not become a politician.
That's good.
And to wrap up, what are the top three policy issues that you're going to drive hard if you get elected?
Serious action on climate change. Serious revision of what we've been doing to people who arrive looking for protection from persecution. And if I had more understanding of what has been happening to people in the LGBTI community, I would see if that could be fixed, because human rights are absolutely central to everything I believe.
Julian, it's been fantastic to have you in the studio.
We do wish you luck.
It's hard not to, isn't it, Macca?
Well, you know, it's a
we've got to have something that's better than the current
politics. At the end of the day, it has to be about policy, because politics is broken. It has to be about policy. I do wish you luck. We'll be following it closely. We're actually going to cover two seats. We do two candidate debates. We're going to be doing McNamara and Higgins. McNamara, because that's a marginal Labor seat, I think it will be. And Higgins, because...
Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. And I think Kelly's bailed because she saw the writing on the wall.
Well, also because both of those seats are very important to the LGBTIQ community and very high numbers of constituency. I mean, I think Melbourne's the other one, but we think that's probably less of a contest.
I think Higgins and McNamara are going to be interesting contests, but I think Kooyong, I think you're going to get a lot of attention, Julian.
Well, I really hope Jason gets in at Higgins. He's a terrific guy.
Yes.
Right. Thank you for coming in
again.
Thank you.
All the best.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.